Amen. What are they something? Let me tell you, for those workers who have the rotas for this month, you will know that I suppose not to be here at this point in time. But we want to do something very unusual. As we are leading the praise and worship, can somebody help me appreciate the choir? Can you just give them? Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, my. You know, when Paul said, I went to another heaven, you know, during the ministration, it's like God took me. You know, let me tell you some of the things that God showed to me. I saw the land bringing forth stuff. You know, it's like the earth was opening up on its own. You know, it's like, you know, harvest, it takes time for them to grow. It was just like it was automatically opening up and the earth was opening, bringing forth fruit. And I believe there's somebody God has opened doors that no one can shut. Your fruit of blessing is coming out in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 43. God said he wants to do something unusual. Verse 19. And I trust that God wants to. Now listen to this word, because we want to do very, very unusual thing. My wife's supposed to be ministering now, but God says something. Can we use NKJV, please? Thank you. God bless you. But what God is saying to you, Sansama, it said, he's doing a new thing. You know, one of the things I feel like, God laid this in my heart. I felt it was very odd, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Can you change your seat? Can you just sit somewhere else, wherever you are? Change your seat. Just change from wherever you are. Even if it's one seat, just move from wherever you are. Move to another seat. Move to another seat. Amen. Amen. God will honor you. Just change, because something new is about to happen in your life. I can promise you. This is a new season. He said, it's a new season. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. Amen. I can promise you, I don't know who that word is for. And I don't know who God is talking to precisely, but I guess it's for everyone. The Lord would make you to be in a new season. Yeah. Now, there was a story about a man of God called Abraham. His name was Abraham. But when God told him, leave, his new season started. The moment it took the step of faith, that's it. It's new season started. Everything of faith today started with that one word, Abraham, leave your father's house and your mother's house. And ever since that day, till these seconds I'm talking, that season of new beginning started in that man's life. No one can ever think of salvation and connection with God without that one word. I speak to somebody today. Your new season starts today in the name of Jesus. This is what God asked me to do. And I know it's quite strange because it's a new season. I trust God. How many of you know Lau Lu and Tosin? You might not know them. They're quite, only very few of us we know them. Please permit me to welcome Lau Lu and Tosin to come and sit down here. Come here, come here. I'll tell you more. Amen. Amen. Please sit down. I'm going to sit beside you. Making it three. Why would the choir was leading us earlier, God showed me something very unusual, and I want to share that. I need as many mic as possible so people can contribute. Amen. Amen. Somebody excited in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We want to be more practical today because it's a new season. Tosin and Lau Lu Okubadejo, were once with us in 2014, 13, 14, just about 18 months or so. Correct me if I'm wrong at any time. Amen. And something happened, but I'm not going to share the testimony with you. This is what God wants me to do. You know, so many times we've listened to sermon and it doesn't look practical. We just, yeah, you've heard it before. It has impact. But you know, you just feel like, yeah, that's one of the things the Bible did. Now, let's do the practical ability of the Bible. Amen. I need mic, please. Thank you. God bless you. Can you give them mic, each of them mic, and then get ready to give people mic when I ask you to. God bless you. In a new season, something always happens. I can bet you, Tosin, have you been in this church before? I think you came. Yeah. Lalu, you haven't been? No. Okay. Praise God. Tosin, can you tell us something if you remember Faith? Where is Faith? She ran out. She knows that. Where is Faith? What did you say? She went out. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. When she comes back, please let me know. In 2013, that was just about a year plus when the church started. Tosin, tell us something. What was your perspective of God in 2013?
About the church.
No, about God.
About God. Good morning, church. It's so good to see. It's so good to be in God's presence. I was so excited when I came in here and I saw the beautiful faces, and I was moved, honestly. I remember when I walked in here, when the pastor told me that they've got a new place, it was so exciting. They were showing us around the kitchen and everything, and we were not this many at all, I tell you. It was just by faith that they took this building, and I didn't know what God had in mind. And I don't even still know what God is going to do in this church. But one thing I knew was that if you put your hands and walk with God, He would sort you out. He would take you there. He's a faithful God. He is a God that He sends you on an assignment and He gives you all the tools that you need to do it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that. I was trying to get something for you to know the basis before I ask all my questions. And that was the reason I asked Tosin to give us what was his relationship or his mindset of God at the time. But let me come to our husband, Laulu. In 2014, you joined us. Is that right?
2011, actually. We came in 2011.
11, yeah. It's truly, because the church started 2011, actually. Is it? 2010, December, 2011. Amen. Now, Laulu, when you came in 2011, what was your relationship with God like at the time?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, back from Nigeria, you know, I've had a relationship with God. And when I came to the United Kingdom 2011, and I joined this church, pretty small. But you know, I saw it as an avenue for me to actually grow. For me to actually put my hands to the plow, you know, and assist the ministry. As what God was trying to do in the church at the time. It's, you know, as into me then. My Christianity was there, but I had my challenges.
Amen. Now, let me show you the background of this. This is what I believe God was trying to reveal to me. I have been under the ministries before God called me to be a pastor. And God showed me a symbol of faithfulness. And there are few of us in this church that have seen that similar sign of faithfulness and commitment to God. And I bless God for that. For the ministers, when we had our ministers meeting yesterday, for those who are around, you remember when I mentioned about this couple I didn't know, God's my witness, that we ever called them out this morning. Even this morning, I wasn't part of it until we started the ministration, the choir ministration. Now, Laulu and Tosin, they came to United Kingdom, that from what they said, 2011, 2012, and thereabout. Now, let me start with Laulu this time around. Laulu, what is your definition of faithfulness to God?
Faithfulness to God, you know, to be honest, is when you're totally sold out to Him. You know, as in when, Scripture says that, you know, as in, you know, once you set your eyes like a flint, as in you remain faithful, even when, obviously, things around you are saying otherwise. As in when you remain committed to God, it's an understanding. As in regardless of whether things are working or things are not working, you know that, you know, I have already, you know, as in set my eyes on this God, and I'm confident that He's able to do whatever He said He's going to do.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Tosin, how will you define God's faithfulness or your faithfulness to God?
Okay. My faithfulness to God is irrespective of my weaknesses and the things that, as a human being, you know, that I go through, I just make myself vulnerable to Him. Because He knows my future. He knows me. He knows our lowest state. He knows me personally. There are some things that I don't know about myself. I remember when I was getting married to my husband, my now husband, and I told God, I said, I don't even know myself. Talk less of getting to know someone else. But God told me, I know you. And that's why I'm going to choose for you. Because I know I can see the future. So he faithfulness to you know, to me, it's about a relationship. It's not about me being perfect. He doesn't want you to be perfect, because once you become perfect, you are out of His hands already. You're already at the edge. He says, "Let him that take it, you know, let him take get it started. Let him take it, lest he fall." He wants you to be vulnerable. He is your God. He's jealous about you. So, to me, it's about submitting to Him totally. Even sometimes, I tell you, you may not understand what He's doing. I remember when we were coming to the UK, United Kingdom, there was one word that God gave to us. He said, the land is going to be green for you. We came in here, though we could see the land, you know, you've got beautiful vegetation in the United Kingdom. We appreciate, you know, but sometimes things physically are not looking green, but we held on to that word. So faithfulness is about trusting God. Praise God.
Thank you so much. And that's where I'm going to now. Now, listen to this, everyone. You know, Tosin and Laulu, when your visa paper was rejected by the Home Office, despite a furious attempt to do different things, what was your reaction and why did you take the action you took?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes. And just as my wife mentioned, you know, there are certain times, and this is what I want us to understand. You know, allow God, you know, be flexible in the hands of God. Don't be too rigid. Don't be too rigid. When we came to this country, you know, as in yeah, like my wife said, wow, things were rosy, you know. I had the best company. They were more than happy for me to stay, and they did all they can to actually make sure that I stayed back. But it just didn't work out. And we're like, oh God, what's happening? You know, we already have family here, you know, as in we've got the church. What's happening, God? But there was one thing, just as my wife said again, we trust. There is a scripture that we constantly also held on to, which is Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart. With every single thing that you've got. And He will do what? He says, He will make, you know, as your path straight. That was what we did. When things didn't work out, we're like, well, you know, maybe God has something else in plan. And we held on to that.
Amen. Let me chip in something which He hasn't said. When Laulu Tosin came in as a student, and she did master in this country, it was that same year they said, no renewal of paper for students. You need to go back to your country after that. You know, that's when they stop all these. You know, before then, you have the right to stay and do 2 years. And, you know, that very year, said, no, you can't, you have to go back. And now Lou was working with IT company, very lucrative job and doing really well. I did even pass on that thing just to see if we can help for them to stay. The reason I brought them out, one of the things, because I'm going to ask them to tell us about what's going on now, was the fact that when you talk about commitment to God, I'm not saying it because they're here. I've said it many times before they came today. When you talk about commitment, it's not about the money they pay. I can tell you, if it's about money, I can probably say many people might have far money because they're still students at the time. It's not about their age because there are far many people who are older than them. It's about the fact that they look for opportunity to serve God and they did it with all their heart. Now, this is more than gold and silver. The reason why I reiterate this was because I know there are some people who are faithful to God. Now, you might think at the moment, God is not seeing you. Maybe you are going through. And that's the reason I'm bringing them out to you. That these people, when they were 7 years ago, 6 years ago, I remember when they were leaving, it's like that is the end of the world. And they went back to Nigeria because they said there is no way. And I remember one thing they said. They said there will not be one day overstay in this country. When there was no even any hope. And you can imagine going back to Nigeria when you have a good opportunities. They're both into IT, and that was the era when the IT were booming. There is prospect of good job, but they decided to go back home. But let's see, ask them. So when you went back to Nigeria, what happened?
Okay. It was a very, very emotional time for us because remember we heard God say the land is green for us and we tried everything. There might be someone here. You've tried everything. You've put your hand in things and you believe that God actually sent you to do that. And when you got there, you tried everything. To be honest, we did. We tried everything and we went back home. But you know what? There was a blessing in it. Sometimes we understand in parts. And I say this to anyone going through any emotional stress, any psychological stress, or, you know, marital stress. You don't know the future. Just be vulnerable unto God. Because Pastor might not know that we knew, maybe the Holy Spirit told us before we came to the United Kingdom that we're going to do this. My husband actually told me that this is going to happen. I just want to encourage you and tell you that when we were leaving, you know, the United Kingdom, we were really, we trusted God, but we didn't know what the future was. It was bleak, I tell you. We went home, and practical, like when we got to Nigeria, people at home thought that we were stuck. And indeed, we were kind of very, we're just trusting God, but we didn't know the future. We got home and we put in an application for Australia and things like that. But even then, it was like we'd lost so many things. You know, we had the baby, you know, we had so many things, but there was nothing to go home, you know, to meet at home. We didn't have anything. My dad, I remember my dad saying, oh, why are you guys home? This and that. If you come from the kind of country I come from, like seriously, if you're coming from an advanced country to a third world country, they'll be thinking, maybe you've come to bring some money for us. But we had no money to give to them. And my dad was like, okay, do you need money? And we said, no, we don't need money. We don't need this and that. But we trusted God. We were absorbed by our family and we were living in a room where we had all this stuff and we looked unto God and we were trusting God and we said, God, we know what you've said to us. We know we cannot go back and say God is not faithful because we know you are faithful. But I tell you humbly, where we are standing right now, when we were driving from London to Newport, and you know, we just wanted to come back to share our testimony to somebody there.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. As she mentioned, Pastor put up Isaiah 43 verse 19. As that when you when when we went back to Nigeria, you know, we had like, you know, it was like a wilderness experience. You know, it says when you go through the waters, or as in, you know, I would make a way where there seems to be no way. As in, what happened? Something profound happened. As in, we went back to Nigeria, and we had somebody, you know, that just allowed us to stay in a room. But you know, as in, God encouraged us in the sense that my company back in the UK, I was actually still working with them, even though I was in Nigeria. God opened that type of door. And I was like, which company does that? They were like, don't worry, you know, even though you're going back, you know, you can still continue to work with us and we'll still be paying you in pounds. I was like, wow, how can that happen? You know, even in the so-called wilderness, God was able to bring up an encouragement. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. That is not the whole story. Maybe he didn't mention that he still worked for that company for almost 2 years, even when he was working full-time in Australia and was still doing two jobs at the same time. Now, let's fast-track it because of our time. They went back, I know, by grace and by God's power, they were able, within a year, was it right to say?
Yes, yeah.
Within a year.
Within the same year.
You went back,
yeah.
The same year?
Yes.
Same year.
Okay, just about a couple of months then. They went back to Australia, God said to them. Tell us your experience in Australia now.
Yeah, I must, I must say it has been profound. It's just been awesome. Pastor used to say something that you cannot serve God and God, you know, would not serve you in return. I think that's why I was so passionate about, you know, when I was mentioning about House Fellowship. I'm like, what are you guys talking about here? You know, if you, it should be a thing of joy that Lord, you know what? As in, come bring the House Fellowship to my house. Let me also shock you. When we built our house in Australia, we had House Fellowship in mind that, okay, you have to ensure that this particular place is big because we know that people would come here for House Fellowship. As in, when we got to Australia, in less than weeks, as in, God was able to settle us. We got, I got my employment, and God has just been from one blessing to another, to another, to another. It's just countless. And we share the same testimony to those around there that, look, it's when you walk with God, I think God cannot leave you. He will not. He is not an unjust God. He's not a man.
That's true.
He's not a man.
Amen. So I just want to say something.
We are grateful to God. And people look at us in Australia. The people that we met there, they were so warm to us, and we knew that God was at work. And we got there, and within 2 years, the Lord did something profound. We didn't even know. We met House Fellowship.
True House Fellowship.
In fact, that's thank you, Holy Spirit. Through the House Fellowship, we came in, we met one of our pastors in Redeem, took us up and all that, and we started going to House Fellowship. You don't know what happens in House Fellowship. And we started meeting with some people. We started building relationships and some of them doctors and stuff. And they started telling us, you know, to start thinking big. And we're like, oh, no, we just came. We don't even have much, this and that. But they really encouraged us. And that's how we were able to get the first property. I remember when we went there, we saw the land. There was nothing. They just opened the street. And immediately I saw it. So something just connected in my spirit. And I said, yes, this is it. This is the land. There was no property built on that street. But the Holy Spirit just connected to it. And it all started with the House Fellowship. We were going. They kept encouraging us. We didn't even know we could do it. Within 2 years of getting to Australia, we were able to secure our first property. And there's another as well. So we just want to thank God for his great faithfulness. You cannot serve God. You see, you cannot outgive God.
Absolutely.
You can't. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. The land and everything is his. Everything you see in the world is just in the palm of his hands. Can you beat that? You see, it's only a fool that was saying in his heart that there is no God. Just trust him. No matter where you are right now, there's so many people, that we've impacted. Even so many people that God has... We used to pray a prayer, and I just end by saying this. Be careful what you pray for as well. Because we used to pray a prayer, say, God, make us channel of blessing. Be ready to be a channel of blessing, because when it comes true, sometimes it could be very like overwhelming, like, oh, am I sure I can handle it? But you pray that prayer. You want God to make you a channel, to make you a channel, not the source, but a channel of blessing. And when people come through us, they look at us and I was like, they don't really know what we've been through in the UK. They don't really know what we've been through, but we give God glory because the Lord here is going to bless so many people here. People will hear of you, and then you begin to bless so many people. It says, it shall bless you till overflowing. Your cup is running over, not because it's God wastes resources, because he wants you to be a blessing.
Amen. Amen. I believe somebody has been blessed so much by this testimony. Now listen. This is my take home from this. You cannot serve God and he will not serve you. This is what I said to Tosin and Laulu, and I've said it to so many of us here. God said to me, if I serve him, he said, he will serve me, I will cause men to serve me. That was the word of God to me. And so, and I know that word is not limited to me. When I see people that God had been, God has blessed because of their faithfulness to him. I don't know what Tosin and Laulu are doing at the moment, but I know they are assistant pastor in one church in Australia. I know that. And one of my words to them always been, you should be pastor, you shouldn't be assistant pastor. And I know God is taking them there very soon. But what I'm saying is, at this place that you are, your faithfulness to God is not towards me. It's not towards my wife or to the ministers, to anybody. Your faithfulness is to God. When Abraham was faithful in that single thing that God asked him, what happened? You could find that same day, God was connected. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. That same day, God made a covenant that even to today, we are part of it. And what was that covenant? It said, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplication, I will multiply you. I am not a politician. And I'm not into so many social things. But I know the country that will destroy Israel has not been created. He has not created that country. And the group of men and women that will fight against Israel and win and destroy it, they have not. Except the Bible said, except the sun will not shine, the moon will not shine, so is my word will be broken. He has said a word about Abraham. He said, your seed will possess the gate of their enemy. Nothing can change that. I wanted to know, when it comes to service to God, it's the best thing you could ever do. Many of us, we seek blessing. We don't seek the God of blessing. Many of us, we look for miracle. We don't look for the God of miracle. I can promise you, even when everything is down, the moment I know I am committed to God, I know he will look after me. Friends, even if they take you from here and take you to the wilderness of Australia, there will still be a house for you there. Not because God just wants to waste resources, but God wants it to be clear to you. Your fellowship with him, your relationship with him, it surpasses your current need. When Tosin and Laulu were about to leave, if they have told me that they will go to Australia and live in Australia and be blessed far more than what you would think, they are very economical in their words, you will not believe it. And the truth of life is that you cannot overpay God. You cannot overspend for God. You cannot overgive to God. Whatever you offer to God, He will multiply good measure, shaking together. It will cause men to give to you. It could be as fellowship connection. It could be place of work connection, community, the street, the neighborhood, or somewhere, somewhere might just come to you and give you the right thing. And that is the best thing. God said we are in a new season. I guess some of us were waiting for a time when we would declare, that would say, I can promise you, if you believe more than ever before that God is so real to us in this church. To me, I mean, yesterday night was so powerful, so profound. When God is saying, it's a new season, it's a new season, I'm doing something new. And I promise you that you will come back, you will experience things that you cannot even imagine. How did this thing come about? How did it happen? Why? Because you are in a new season. And if you are probably, you come into church or you're in church today, you don't even know the true meaning of having a relationship with God. I'm not talking about sitting down here, being a minister or pastor, or being a worker or a member. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when God will wake you up and tell you something. Let me tell you something God told me early this morning. Okay? And God was saying, I was in a place with some people. That person, I don't know the person. The face is not known to me. But God was revealing to me about the church. He was saying to me, that person was under my control. So I believe it's under my control. He was driving the bus. And I told him, you cannot do this thing. You cannot do this thing. You cannot do this thing. And then he was stopped. And we are all at ransom for that. But there was somebody like Christ who said, don't worry. It was in army uniform. He was saying, don't worry. I will deal with them. Let them be. You know, there's another set of army. They are really harassing us and saying, all the single, come here, all the married. The guy said, don't worry, you know. And I woke up in that. But what God is saying to me, there's somebody here. You just need to stick to the control of the Holy Spirit. Stick to the word of God. Whatever God is saying to you, don't be heady. Don't be too big in your own. I love the place he read in the book of Psalm. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. You know, say, do not be wise in your own understanding. In all your way, acknowledge him. And he will bring it to pass. So trust in the Lord. That's the word there. I love it. It's in that place. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I pray God will give you grace and understanding to know that our life is not about material resources. I'm telling you, some of you are multimillionaire. Possibly some of you are thousandaire. Some of you have the resources. But I'm not talking about your life loaded with material possession. Because the best you can ever have in this is the old world. That's the best you could ever have. The Bible says, what shall he profit a man if he gain the old world? You own the old Newport, the old South Wales, the old Wales, England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, the old UK. Go to Europe, take it to Africa, Asia, North America, Southern America. You have it all. And then God cannot vouch for you and say, that is my daughter, that is my son. Something is missing. See, I purposely brought them out because I know testimony. This is real testimony. If I share testimony in the Bible, you've read it. But I wanted to hear the testimony of one thing. That faithfulness to God is highly rewarded, both here on earth and in heaven. Peter and the rest of the disciples came to Jesus. Say, now that we have left all, we left the father, mother, sister, brother, children, house, money. Say, what can we gain then? Say, don't worry. I will give you the 100-fold of that here on earth and in heaven. You thinking about good earth? God has it in stock. Can you imagine the guy that made this microphone would not have the spare part of this microphone, would not have how to amend this microphone? Do you think the guy that made this screen or whatever, the monitor, will not know the fault or have the replacement for it? So if you have sickness in your body, I stand in the name of the Lord. The Lord will perfect your earth today in the name of Jesus. Maybe somebody is here. You're thinking it's over. The Lord that did it for them will do it for you in Jesus' name. Can we just appreciate God for that? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I want to do something before we round up. Jimmy, can you come and sit down? And amen. Sit down. Sit down right there. Ayo is going to university in September. Likewise, Jimmy, they are both going to university this September. The Lord has used them so mightily in this church. The Lord is increasing us every day. It's not by number alone, but in times of grace, we receive it. The Lord has blessed these two guys. And funny enough, they are both Oketiku. Oh my good God. Amen. I just wanted to rise up and you pray for these, my children, while they are sitting. Can you kneel down, my guys? Sit, kneel down. I wanted to stretch forth your hand and pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon them. I wanted to ask for the spirit of Daniel, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of wisdom, 10 times grace to be released into their life as they go to uni in this September. Ayo is going to Nigeria from next week before he moves down to London for his study. Can you please ask God for a divine grace upon his life as he travels to Nigeria? Can you ask God to be his shield and buckler? Can you ask God for divine protection from the hands of the evil one? For the glory of the Lord to be seen in his life? For God to be real in his life? And for Chumoke, that whatever she does, even here while she's waiting to go to uni, that the Lord be with her. That the grace of the Lord be released into their life. That the Lord will multiply them. Grace be released, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking for your mighty act. I'm asking for your glory upon their life. I'm asking for God to be real to them. Thank you, faithful God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Father, I just want to say thank you for Ayo. Lord, you have used him tremendously for the success of your kingdom here. Lord, I appreciate you for this, how he succeeded in his A-level exams. And I bless you for the admission granted unto him to read a very lucrative business job. Of course, Father, I pray for divine wisdom upon him. I pray for the standing mind and excellent spirit as you granted unto Daniel. Give unto him in Jesus' name. As he travels back to Nigeria from next week, I pray the Holy Spirit, may you walk over him. May you be his shield and buckler. May you grant him divine wisdom and understanding mind in the name of Jesus. I pray for Jumoke that the presence of the Lord will be with you. You've been the head. You shall continue to be the head. In everywhere, in everything you do, the hand of the Lord will rest upon you. Success, belongs to the children of God. The Lord will give you the secret of the success. You will dwell in the presence of the Lord. As you go to uni, I pray for both of you. You will not forget your God. I pray no matter what happened there, you will still stand and stand for Christ in the name of Jesus. Through you, many will turn back to Christ, and so shall it be. Thank you, faithful God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Please go back. I want you to just lift up your hands and talk to God. It said, this is a season of a new beginning, a new season. I don't know what you are trusting God for in this month and in this year. But the first thing I wanted to ask God for his revelation. Because when you know the mind of the Lord, when you know the plans of the Lord, when you know the purpose of the Lord for your life, you cannot go missing. The book of Psalm 32, verse 8, it said, I will guide you. I will teach you in the way you will go. I will guide you with my eyes. I want you to pray for God to give you a new season of having understanding of God, to know the mind of God for you. That as you go out this week, as you step out of this place, that the Lord will grant you his mindset, that you will know the will of God for your life. The Bible made it clear that my people perish because of lack of knowledge of who God is in their life. I want you to begin to ask God, raise your voice to God and ask God, Lord, teach me your way. Open my eyes of understanding that I may know you, O Lord, that I may have an understanding of your will in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, O Lord, that today you will be their God, O Lord, that as your children go, Lord, open their spiritual eyes to know your will, to know your purpose, to know what you call them to be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. God had made it clear to me. He said there is a land that is blowing out with fruit. I don't know what your land has been like, but the Bible says your land shall be Beulah. Beulah means fruitfulness. I want you to pray as you step out of today that your land becomes fruitful. Wherever you step on this week, whatever you do this week, whatever be the plan of God for you this week, it shall materialize. When you step out of this place, and every land that has become, oh Lord, decay, every land that has become fruitless, oh Lord, as you step out of this place, they shall become fruitful in the name of Jesus. I'm asking for grace of God to be found in your life in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. The Bible said, the Eden, they are looking for signs. The unbeliever, they're looking for wonders. But you are going to look for the power of God. The Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devil. They will take up the serpents. They will not bite them. They will drink the deadly poison. It will not harm them. I don't know whether you know you have the power. Some of you are only standing by your strength. You don't know there is a supernatural power that is inside you. I want you to ask God, let me manifest your power in this 2019, in the month of June. Lord, let there be demonstration of your power in my life today, in the name of Jesus. As many who are here, oh Lord, who are downcast, the Bible says, oh my soul, why are you downcast? I said, I will call upon the Lord. I will look upon the Lord. It will lift up my head. I pray for you. As many who are downcast in this place, who have been trusting on their own ability, and the devil has come back to you and say, you are nobody. You cannot do it by your strength. I'm standing for you. The Lord is opening door for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for grace to be released to you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And lastly, this is very profound and very powerful. I want you to pray with all your heart and your grace that as you step out this week, that you will not be disobedient to the Holy Spirit. Listen, even if God gives you a drone like Saul, the king, he can replace it and give it to somebody else because of disobedience. Samuel said, obedience is far better than sacrifice. You are about to leave this place. I will not be your pastor if I don't tell you what God says. If you are ready, if you are decided in your heart not to obey God, you will make God to be a liar, because there is an adversary always wanting to block the glory. I want you to pray to God and say, Father, this week I receive grace to abide in you and to abide in your word, to go in your grace. I will not be disobedient to your leading. I will not go against your way. I receive grace to walk in righteousness. I receive grace to walk in obedience. Lord, whatever you ask me to do, that I will do. Whatever you ask me to do, that is what I will do. In this new season, I will not sin, O Lord. I will not work against your purpose. I will not work against the covenant. In this new season, I will hear your word. I will obey your word in this new season. I will be obedient to your instruction in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, O Lord, that in this new season, I will not be disobedient to your will. I will not be disobedient to your purpose. I ask for your children, O Lord, that they will walk in righteousness. They will walk in obedience to your will in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God. We give all the praises and all the honor to you. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Let me tell you these things that God says, and I will close. God had made it clear that in this new season, He will give you a new testimony. If you believe it, I want you to believe that very soon you will come. Somebody shared a testimony week before, and somebody shared another testimony this week. But God said, in this new season, you will share a testimony. Maybe you don't believe, but let me share one of the testimonies that I believe God has started doing, so that you can know in this season, new season, you will share a testimony. Something happened recently. God told me 2 days ago about certain thing, and He said to me, Femi, in this new season, you cannot afford to miss it. When I ask you to do a thing, don't disobey. And so something happened yesterday. I woke up yesterday. I was so busy with certain things that I did not take up what God asked me to do as my morning prayer. Yesterday, until we have the minister's meeting, was one of my worst days in my life. And so I was sharing with the minister. God said to me, in the new season, you cannot afford not to listen to me. When I instruct you, you do it. So that is the greatest testimony of my life, that I can know God. For God to chastise me when I'm wrong is more than gold. It's more than silver. And so God asked me to tell you again that in this new season, you will share testimony. I'm not talking about testimony where you look for a car and God granted you a car, and you are trying to buy a property and you are able to do it. I'm praying for a testimony that when you share, people will stand where you are sitting. I pray in this new season, you will share a testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to say thank you for today. Lord, you have brought us to your season of a new beginning. You've brought us to a place of a new dawn. I'm asking the Holy Spirit, O Lord, Daddy, as you are faithful to your word, as many of your children who are faithful to seek you today, Lord, may you be real to them and in their situations in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have brought us to a temple, a place of your presence. I pray that your presence will go with your children as they have come to honor you today in the name of Jesus. I ask my Father, that Lord, you will give them an understanding mind of who you are, or an open heart to understand you, and grace to obey you, even as they go out this week in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, He said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, oh my Father, seek your face, then you said, oh Lord, you will heal their land. My Father, as you showed to me while we are praying, every barren land in the life of your children, I speak the word of the Lord to it. I declare today, your land shall become Beulah in the name of Jesus. I speak fruitfulness to be springing out of your land, that as you step out, oh Lord, this week, the Lord will cause your land to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. This week, I prophesy to your life by the authority in the name of Jesus. Every dry bone that gather against you, that saying you are not going to be anything, the Lord will turn your dry bone and make it a great army in the name of Jesus. I pray the prayer that the Lord did in the life of Mordecai. Mordecai was a gate man. Mordecai was a servant. Mordecai was a foreigner. Mordecai was not with a man of influence, but over a night, the Lord put in the hand out of the king Ahasuerus, and the man that was forgotten that was in the gate was promoted within space of days to be the second in command in the foreign land. I prophesy to your life, the ideas and the vision in the heart of people that will promote you to your right place, the Lord will give you in the name of Jesus. I pray for divine connection in the heavens. Mordecai was remembered. The Lord would not allow the king to sleep because Mordecai needs to be promoted. Your king that will take you to the place of your honor and the place of your royalty, they will not sleep in this new season until they help you for you to be a royal man, a royal woman in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, wherein they have decreed for you to be exterminated, wherein they have decreed for you to be terminated and all that belongs to you, I pray the Lord will raise a man for you that will defend you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to your life in this new season, you will not die. I'm saying spiritually you will not die, physically you will not die, materially you will not die. You will live to declare the glory of the Lord. As you step out of this place, I pray for new mind, a new spirit, a new idea, a new grace to be released into your life in the name of Jesus. When you come next week, I stand in the name of the Lord, you will have a reason to testify in the name of Jesus. Lord, I specifically pray for the choir. I pray for double glory. I pray for double honor. I pray for greater anointing to be upon you in the name of Jesus. Everything about these ministers of the war of the songs, the Lord will increase you in the name of Jesus. And for to Laulu and Tosin, we declare into your life your testimony as seen with the blood of Jesus. The Lord that has started a good work in you will perfect it in the name of Jesus. You will serve God to the end, and the Lord will take you to heaven in the name of Jesus. Go, everyone. I declare that the presence of the Lord go with you. You will come back again with testimony. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Shall we hold ourselves as we share the grace together in fellowship? Can we start all over again, please? Let's share together the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.